Greetings, my fellow Earthlings. Welcome to Raven's Rabbit Hole. I'm your intrepid host, Raven McMinn, and this is my Cosmic Rabbit Hole, a place where we keep an open mind, where we question everything. We speak our truth loud and proud. We think outside of the box. We walk on the wild side, always down the roads less traveled, and we maintain a very healthy sense of humor around here. You have to, right? If you're interested in extraterrestrials or parallel worlds, other dimensions, star seeds, crystals, lost history, metaphysics, quantum science, paranormal phenomena, or if you are a tinfoil hat designer, then you are definitely in the right place, my friend. But all are welcome here. I describe myself as having one foot firmly grounded here in Mother Earth and in logic and in science. And meanwhile, my other foot is out in the cosmos exploring the woo-est of the woo-woo that woo-woo can bring. And you put those two together, and so each week I try to bring you topics and guests that will expand your awareness, raise your consciousness, and give you at least a good laugh about this crazy world that we live in. It's my sincerest hope that you'll find this next hour either educational, inspiring, interesting, empowering, or at the very least, entertaining, like I said. So whatever the case may be, though, I thank you for being here. So I'd like to invite you to be part of the show. Two different ways to do this tonight. Join the private Facebook chat room, or you can pick up your phone and call me because we have open lines tonight. I'm going to do this ever so often because I really want to hear from you guys. I'd like to know if there are some topics out there that you'd like to see me research and cover and do a show on. I want to know, just your opinion about some of the things. What's your opinion on aliens? We got some alien news here to go over tonight. So all of you are my guests tonight. So feel free to use those phone lines. If you want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, I'll give you that phone number here. While you're doing that, I'll get everybody else to the chat room. Go to 12radio.com, and on the left, third one down, you'll see chat. Give that a click. You'll be taken to over to Facebook, and there'll be another screen that says ask to join the group, and click that, of course. And my wonderful producer, Jay, is waiting in the wings, and he will let you right in. So just look for my banner that says Raven's Rabbit Hole, and then you can comment and post right underneath that banner. Now, for those of you who are going to call in tonight, and I do hope you do call in. Don't be afraid. That number is 1-857-232-0155. And that's extension then 870303. It's at the top of the banner if you want to go to Facebook there. And you can get it off of there also, but I'll give it to you one more time. 857-232-0155, extension 870303. Okay. All right. Well, Jay, thank you for all that you do. And thank you for manning the phone lines for me tonight. I know it puts a little extra work on you, and I appreciate all that you do. If this is your first time coming to the show and you're a little bit nervous about being in a rabbit hole, don't be. Because Jay's a wizard, and he'll find you if you get lost and bring you back up to the surface by the time the show ends. So no worries there. I'm going to hop over here to Facebook, and hopefully it'll cooperate with me. You can ask me stuff here in the chat room, too. I'll hope, as long as Facebook is good to me, I'll be able to see your questions and stuff. But you know how that goes. Okay, so let me give a shout out to, there is Terry Campbell. Hi, Terry. How are you? Looking forward to having you here in 2 weeks. And there's Cindy. Hello, Cindy. Welcome, welcome. And I am looking here for the rest. Okay, come on now. Okay, I'm going to have to click on this thing here to see more. Okay, I can see these two. I know you're there. I know you're there. Oh, come on. And it just wants to move so slowly. Why is that? And there's Shadow. Howdy. Howdy to you too, Shadow. Good to see you here tonight. And who else do we have here coming? There's Renee. Hi, Renee. Welcome. Welcome. And there's Denise. Hi, Denise. I'm going to be with Denise on Tuesday morning for her show. And I'll talk more about that here in a little bit. And there's Terry Paw. Hi, Terry. Welcome. Good to see you here tonight. And there's Renee and my dancing gift of Wednesday. Thank you so much. I love that. I love that. Okay, did I get everybody? I think I got everybody. I'll check back in with you guys here in a little bit. Now, don't be bashful. Get on the phone and call me. I'd really love to hear from you guys tonight. So, okay, I got all kinds of goodies here to go over with you. Got a beautiful Aquarius moon. We spent most of the day in a Capricorn moon today. So if you were feeling the heavy energy, boy, I was feeling it. I couldn't even hardly stay awake. I was having a lot of problems just staying awake today. Well, that has now moved on, and the moon is now in Aquarius. So, speaking of the moon project, we've moved it up a day. So it's going to be Saturday instead of Sunday. If you happen to see the posting prior to today, it had originally said Sunday, but we're going to move it up to Saturday because the new moon actually happens at 5 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday morning. So we're just going to do it Saturday night instead. So it'll be Saturday, same time though, 6 p.m. Pacific, for the Pisces new moon. So we would love to have you, Jay, and I would love to have you there. There's plenty of room, plenty of seats available. Come spend your new moon with us. And next week I have, as a special guest, our Keith Andrews is returning to the rabbit hole. And then the week after that, like I said, March 20th would be Terry Campbell will be in the house. So it'll be good to have her back in the saddle again. I'm still trying to talk her into doing a radio show again. But she's just not biting on that. We'll see what we can do. Tomorrow for Backstage Pass, we have Kelly Whetstone coming in. So do tune in for that. That happens at 9 a.m. Pacific. And I'm thinking about making April. I know we just started in March, right? But I'm already thinking ahead. I'm thinking about making April Alien Month and having a panel show. One of the gentlemen that has been a guest here before, Dave, the paranormal investigator, he caught a wonderful UFO photo that's just, oh man, is it cool. And it's like nothing I've ever seen before. And so that got me thinking about this. And I'm going to do an alien show sometime in April. And I talked to him already, and he said he'd be willing to come back and bring his photo so you all could see it. It's in the process of morphing. Like it's just almost impossible to explain. You just got to see it. And Alien Girl 111 of YouTube. I had spoke to Amy right before the holiday break about coming on the show. And so I'm going to hit her up and see if she's available sometime in April. But she said, yes, she'd love to come on the show. She has a show every morning on YouTube. And it's bright and early. First thing, you can have your coffee with us. So Central Time, it's at 6 a.m. So it'll be 5 a.m. Eastern. And what is it? It would be like 4 a.m. Pacific time. But if you're an early riser, check out YouTube, check out her channel. I'll put a link in the bottom here. But she has lots of UFO news every day. And she's a lot of fun. She does a starseed reading. And it'll be great to have her up in the house. I can't wait for you guys to meet her. You'll love her. You will love her. So we got a bunch of stuff going on with aliens in the news. We've got next week in Los Angeles, on the 12th at noon at the Mondrian Hotel, Jaime Musan, who's the paranormal investigator out of Mexico, he's been there forever. You probably recognize him because he's been on TV, he's been on Ancient Aliens, he's been all over the place. he has two new specimens from Peru, South America, that he's going to be unveiling there at that hotel March 12th. At noon there in West Hollywood. So if you're in the area and want to check it out, I'd love to hear from you. But yeah, you can go check it out there. That again is the Mondrian Hotel. They're going to start around noon on March 12th. So I found a story about some more alien mummies on the Coast to Coast website. And it kind of sounds like it might be the same thing, but they don't really mention... they don't mention anything about Jaime Musan in it. There's two filmmakers that have two new alien bodies here. And I will be posting a link in the chat for you after the show. But they're just unearthing all kinds of stuff out of Peru. And they the ones that had come out, let me see. It was, I think around the fall. The one that I had mentioned had been on Gaia TV years earlier. And like, this is just, these were the very same exact mummies. And they were trying to pass them off as if they were just recently discovered and something new. I'm like, oh, no. They did a whole series on Gaia. You still see the series on Gaia. It's called Nazca, something, Unearthing Nazca, I think is the title of it. Has Nazca somewhere in the title. May not be something like that. Anyway, I'm like, this is old news. Why are they passing this off as something new? So that was kind of confusing, but nonetheless, they had done the host of Cosmic Disclosure on Gaia TV, Emery Smith. Emery Smith had done DNA testing on these things to show that they were real. But then somebody went and made a doll out of one of these things and then tried a whole disinformation campaign on it, saying that all of those mummies were handmade, that the whole thing is an elaborate hoax, trying to discredit Gaia and trying to discredit Jaime Muzan and everybody involved with it. And I hate it when that happens. I tell you what, the UFO community is notorious for that. They have so many different people that are like double agents, basically. A lot of them are from, you know, CIA and so forth, that are there just to spread disinformation. And it's like, you know, the government, you know, came out in 2017 and let the New York Times run that whole story about the Tic Tac UFOs and confirmed that they're real and blah, blah, blah. And then they retract things and then they put stuff out there. And it's just such a convoluted mess. And there are charlatans that are out there. I'm not going to say they're not, but there are mostly a lot of sincere people who have seen these things, have interacted with these aliens, and have absolutely nothing to gain by coming out in public. You know, they face a lot of ridicule. Some of them get fired from their jobs. You know, all the pilots that have had encounters with these UFOs that were afraid to say anything because they would get grounded and they get their planes taken away from them. You know, it's ruined lives, this whole topic. And it just, I would have hoped that by now we could have got everybody on the same page and weeded out the bad guys and had an honest, you know, conversation with the government on this. But I'm losing hope that that's ever going to happen. there's a controlled narrative to this whole thing, and they want to have this card to play at some point with the public about. I'm hearing something. My headphones. Is there a caller? No. Okay. I'm hearing something in my headphones here. I thought maybe there was a caller. Okay.
Yes.
Call
yes,
in. Sir. Tell me what you think about this. I'd love to have a discussion. I'm hearing myself now. Yeah, Skype's doing some weird stuff. We were a little late getting on the air because I couldn't hear Jay. We had to hang up and call back a few times till we could get that worked out. We have to use Skype in order to use the phone lines, although I prefer to use Zoom. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Was something about the alien thing.
Raven.
Kind of lost my train of thought there.
Raven, can you hear me?
Oh, anyway.
Raven, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so Denise is on the phone. You do have a
caller. Okay, great.
So,
oh, we do have a caller. Okay, do, good.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure you heard her. I'm going to
no,
go.
No, and then I started to hear myself in an echo. I wasn't sure what was going on. All right, wonderful. Yeah, punch her through. Thank you.
Okay, she should be there, hopefully. Denise, come on through.
Denise, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, that's probably my fault. I probably confused you. I probably confused you because I had the radio station on my iPad.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Sorry.
I couldn't hear my...
I just thought... So anyway, girlfriend, I just thought I'd call in and break the barrier down.
Yes, thank you.
So people can call in. It's so fascinating about all the alien stuff. You know I love that stuff. Because you know I'm an alien, because that's why we're friends. the hazel eyes, the B negative blood, the Rh negative. I mean, it's like, yeah. But no, I was just calling in. I just wanted to kind of preface or like, you know, talk about like the Bigfoot stuff going on here in Colorado.
Oh, yes, please do. You've got a conference coming up. When is that?
Well, there's always a festival every spring. There's a festival in Estes, but I mean, there's been a lot of these, like, quote, sightings that have been on, like, the news, and it even made national news. I don't know if you saw that, or it was a couple on their honeymoon took a video coming through, like, this canyon on a train. It was very, very vivid, and so It was a couple of months ago, but it made like, or maybe it was, I don't know, but it made like the national kind of circuit. And so I know you'd be interested in that with the Sasquatch Festival. So yes.
Yeah,
coming here to Colorado.
Couple on their honeymoon, huh? So they were on a train and got video footage of one.
Yes, correct.
There was a reason when another couple, they were walking somewhere there around Estes, and they saw what they just kind of thought it was an animal because it was crouched down drinking from this river that they were walking along. And then the thing stood up and they were like, oh my God, that's not an animal. That's a, oh my God. And and it ran up the hill.
Estes Park?
Yeah, somewhere around Estes.
Mm-hmm. And that's where they hold the Sasquatch Festival. And this woman I'm working with who is studying shamanism, and they do a little retreat there, said they were there last year and her son were in a cabin and they literally thought they heard it like screaming outside their window. Like freaked the little dog, that freaked their dog out. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So as I told you, I booked a room already. Hopefully you
Excellent.
Can make it out. But I want to say if anyone's out there listening and wants to come out, right now it's pretty cheap to get a room, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what, super fun. When is it? Is it in May?
It is in, hold on, let me look that up. It's April 19th.
April 19th, okay.
Mm-hmm. The weekend of
I'm
April 19th.
Try to make it out there.
What's really cool, yeah, what's really cool is like also, like I'm not like promoting, okay, and listeners, please know that I'm not getting anything from this. It's just a fun event and something that I thought was kind of cool, but not promoting it necessarily, I guess, for anybody. Just saying, like, there's a lot of these events around the country, though. What was the place up? Speaking of aliens, the one up in the Pac North that where they have all those alien sightings. Is
oh,
it a mountain
yeah, East Eddie.
Or
yeah, East Eddie Ranch.
What is it?
East Eddie.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're open. They'll be open now till I think they close down in September around Labor Day. Is that when Labor Day is? September? They're open Memorial Day to Labor Day is their season. So,
but I don't, cool.
So they may not be open just yet. Yeah, that's definitely on my bucket list. Every night, every single night, you can see UFOs up there.
Really?
And they give you these little lasers, you know, like little cat toys. Laser things that you can put up in the sky and they'll blink back at you. He's got footage on his website. Just go to eSETI.com or org. Let me check real fast. And you can see footage that they've taken from there. It's amazing. He has
that is so cool.
His conferences up there. He does counseling up there, all kinds of stuff. He helps a lot of people with trauma. And post-traumatic stress disorder. And they have Bigfoot there, in fact. They have a family, and there's a juvenile that while people are going outside to do the UFO watch, which happens around 10 p.m., this juvenile Bigfoot will come by and take people's shoes, or like if you got your jacket on the back of your chair, he'll just run by real fast and swipe it. He always gives it back, but I mean, he's just being playful. He like steals little things from people, and plays with them, and comes out, and you can get pictures of him, and if you're fast enough, he's pretty quick. And they also have a lot of elemental energy there too, and they've got fairies that take things and.
That's cool.
You got everything.
Well, let me ask
there.
You this. So let me ask you this. So my question, my roundabout, I'll end with a question that you can answer maybe, is you've been studying this a long time, and it's only come to my awareness, I guess, recently, which is interesting because, like, I always say, like, once you see something, you can't unsee it, or once you know something, you can't unknow it, which is the big downfall of walking the path of consciousness, right? Because you can't go
back. Right. Yeah. No kidding.
otherwise, you start just getting like hammered. Like, nope. Anyway, but my big question is, it seems like there's more of it coming out, and I could be wrong. But do you foresee that this is a year where we're really gonna find out? I know I've heard some of the advisors, and you know the forecast for the year and stuff, and I feel like, do you think this is a year that we're going to find out, or do you think not because of the election year and that kind of stuff, I guess. Because everything's going to kind of intertwine, yes?
If you want to find out, don't be sitting there on your couch waiting for it to come across the news, the mainstream news from the government. I don't think that's going to happen. But it is very available to you to do your own going outside, doing that like meditation that Stephen Greer has. It's called a C5 or something like that. Going up to like East City Ranch, you can go out on your own and just do a meditation. And go out on your deck at night even. You don't even have to do a meditation. If you put forth a sincere request to the universe and ask to be shown, and do specify that you want the benevolent, benevolent ETs, you'd like to see, you want to see them, you know, you're ready. Put out that request. Your request will be answered.
Yeah. So do you think it's the same with seeing Sasquatch? Like, since I'm going to Estes, like, interestingly enough, the last time I was at Estes, I was on a yoga. It's the yoga conference that comes there. And I was meditating in the woods on my power animal. So that's interesting. Do you think if you go to the woods and meditate? So a chipmunk came, and when I told my teacher, because of course, because you're a mom, and lots of things are really good about a chipmunk, actually. But I was relieved and yet disappointed. But that's another story. that's just a Scorpio, right? but so do you think, like, going to Estes and like you said, asking for the benevolence and asking for them to show themselves that. That's something that's possible.
And they're very telepathic. They're extremely telepathic. So, yeah, they will be aware of you entering that woods long before you will ever feel them. When they show up, it's deliberate. It's very difficult to sneak up on a Sasquatch, so to speak. they will assess you and see if you are in fact able to handle it, because some people have just like lost their shit, dude. You know, it's just so far out of their realm of reality that it shocked them and caused them, you know, PTSD, literally.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm prepared, but I don't know. Well, listen, my love, I love chatting with you. Thanks for letting me call in, Jay. You're wonderful for putting me
through.
Thank
you for calling
in.
I
think I messed up with the audio because I was listening on two devices, but I just wanted to kind of like pave the way for those other listeners, like Renee and those other girls out there, Terry, maybe call in and chat with you as well.
I would love it. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Have a great evening. I will continue to listen.
Tuesday. Wait. Before you hang up. Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
What time is
your
show Tuesday?
Oh, that's right. We're gonna do the ley lines and energy patterning. So that is going to be Tuesday at, it is 7 a.m. Pacific.
7 a.m.
So
Pacific
8 a.m.
time.
Colorado. Yeah. And then 10 a.m. on the East Coast. Yeah. So we are going to talk about, yes, thanks for
your
asking,
health and ley lines. And ley lines are important because ley lines are actually like the veins of Mother Earth, and energy travels on these, and where you have an intersection and you have like small veins, big veins, just like a human body does. Okay. So
So we have the same, we have like the points mimic themselves in the human body because we have major places where we have meridians, we have, as well as the lymphatic system. Yeah, there's a lot of things that overlap, and so that's why there's a lot of parallels to so within, so without, how your environment is around you and how what's happening in your body.
Right. And if you've got your bed positioned over an intersection ley lines, you're not going to feel good. Yeah. You're going to have all kinds of health problems depending on where it's at. You may have achy legs, and the doctor can't find what's wrong with you, and all kinds of ailments. It can even cause cancer. They've done studies.
Great. You're giving away too much.
I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be a little 5 second. Like, I'm kidding. We're about to like start talking about. We're both so excited about it. We are.
I know. I am.
Yeah. We hope you guys tune in. Yeah. It's just again these little energy things. These are like, again, I've studied a lot of more with my girlfriend who has studied with Donna Eden. She was in my when I owned my yoga studio. She was very dear, and energy just then became something to me. I really started to, you know, love the Reiki and really dive into the energy part of our being, so to speak.
Yeah. Isn't it funny
people
how
get that, because you can heal so much. So I will see you Tuesday. You have a great rest show. Have a good, great show, sweetheart. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting. Talk more about some that cool alien stuff.
Okay, will do. All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Talk later. Bye.
Talk later. Bye bye. Ah, she's so fun. I have a couple things that was sent in to me that I'll be putting here in the chat room for you guys here after the show. And I want to thank Pamela Snow for sending these in. There's an eclipse happening here in April. April's a busy, busy month. Happening on April 8th. And most of the United States is going to get to see it. Most of the East and down to Texas, Midwest. And there's a special offer by Warby Parker. Now they make glasses, and they make, I'm not a spokesperson for Warby Parker, nor am I getting commissioned for this. Okay. So just, I'll put that out there, but they're offering free eclipse glasses starting on April 1st. And you can just Google them to find the closest store to you. And anytime April 1st or thereafter, stop in, and while supplies last, you can get some free glasses that you can look at the eclipse with. So I'll post the link in the chat for you. That eclipse is going to happen at 1:30 p.m. And there's something wild about this eclipse, okay? And somebody actually did the research on this. It wasn't me, but the last eclipse that we had, the path of that eclipse versus this eclipse, there's a point where there's an intersection of the route that the eclipse will take. And that X point there is here in Illinois. And it happens over a small little town called Makanda, Illinois, which is not very far from where I'm at. I'm talking maybe 15, 20 minute drive, something like that. And when I looked up Makanda, Illinois, there's a park there where bones of giants were recovered, and of course sent off to the Smithsonian Institute, where they've never been seen from again. But just the point that there are mounds there, and giants' bones, and that this area is exactly the point of intersection between two eclipses. I find that interesting. So I'm going to be taking a road trip pretty soon here up to Makanda, Illinois, and just see what the heck is going on here. It was video that was sent in to me. I think it was Cindy. I want to thank Cindy for sending that in to me about this. So I'm going to follow up on that, and I'll report on that at a future time. So, and Pam sent me something else that was really kind of funny. I'm going to put this in the chat room for you too. Let me pull this up. It's an application to work in Antarctica. Yes, if you would like to go work the bottom of the planet in frozen Iceland. At a gift shop, no less. I'm laughing. I was laughing just about that. Just a gift shop in Antarctica? And one of the things is, you've got to be a pretty hardy individual to accept this job, because there's the place where the people stay, there's no running water, so there's no flushing toilets. There's, you know, no hot showers. So you kind of have to rough it a little bit from those conveniences and so forth. But, I just laughed so hard when I saw all of this, like a gift shop. Yeah, they actually have it. It's a nonprofit UK, out of the UK business. I'm trying to get this article pulled up here and talk to you at the same time. And I'm not very good at multitasking. And I've got so many damn bookmarks. I'm just like scrolling here for miles and miles and miles trying to get to it. But I will put that in the, I'll just put it up in the chat room for you after the show. But it's, I laughed. I just laughed. I threw the whole thing. I laughed. But you can, one of the jobs there at the gift shop is counting penguins. And I thought to myself, you know what? Wouldn't that be funny? I used to work with a girl who had previously worked at one of these credit card companies. And her job was to kind of weed the first layer of weeding through applications for people who were applying for a credit card. And she was laughing about and telling us, entertaining us at some of the job descriptions that she would see that people filled in. And I thought of her when I saw this about counting penguins. And for that person to fill out their job application and you get this across your desk and it says penguin counter. maybe they fancied it up and said, you know, like a penguin technician or a penguin accountant, accounting of penguins or something, you know. Go on and on. Anyway, it just tickled me. Pretty funny. Let's see. Here, what else do I have here for you? Please call in. I would like to know if there's some shows that some topics you would like me to cover here in this year. I would really like to know of all of you out there, you know, what's your opinion on these aliens? We still have like that alien book that used to do the alien, the ET of the week. We still have about eight left to go before the whole book is finished. I kind of wasn't sure whether you guys were really into it or not. Nobody, I had no feedback. So in lieu of, you know, guests coming on and things like that, making more time with them, I just kind of let it go. And then sometimes I just flat forget about it. So if you'd like me to bring that back, we can finish the rest of the species that are in that book. I don't know if you liked it or not. I'd love to hear from you. So please call in 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. And I'm going to head back over here to the chat room and see what you all are doing here. Maybe I might have some talk going on here in the chat room. So Facebook and Instagram, of course, were down yesterday. And I saw today quite a few. One of the people that I follow on YouTube is Ralph Smart. He has his channel is called Infinite Waters. And he said, you know, these things are orchestrated. They're planned. I have no doubt that he's right about that. And he said, there's going to be a lot more coming. And you would do well to prepare yourself. And I'm thinking, well, how the hell do you prepare yourself for something like that? It's just irritating, you know, when that stuff happens and there's nothing we can do about it. And he pointed out something that there wasn't one apology that came from either one of those platforms. Not one apology at all. The same thing when AT&T went down, you know, they were just customer service is a extinct breed, I think. It's so rare when you find a company that has good customer service anymore. And I'm especially sensitive to that in that because I worked customer service for so many years at a Fortune 500 company. And, you know, the AI is just no substitute for a real human. And I get so frustrated every time I got to call Amazon or call anywhere really and deal with the automated system. And it's just like pulling teeth trying to get a human being on the other end of the phone, you know. And I don't like dealing with AI for that. And I really resent the fact that a lot of these companies have, you know, laid people off and are going with AI rather than have a human being there. And just the hassle you have to go through. I was trying to just change my carrier for antivirus protection for the computers. And it was like 30 minutes it took me to finally get it canceled. It was just ridiculous. I'm like, I just wasted 30 minutes of my life, you know, that I can't get back for something that a human being, if I could have talked to a human being, could have been handled in less than 2 minutes, done, you know. And so that's my frustration with AI, but I will not go on a rant about that. Okay, so let me see here what you are all saying here. Okay, let me scroll down here to, okay, you only said two. Where is that? Okay, I got to click on this here. Okay, there we go. Now, okay. I think I got you here. There's no one calling. Come on, you guys. Really, really, really. Don't be afraid to call in. Would anyone like a room hold for them? Or do you have a question? I can do a reading. I'm not seeing anything in here either. Okay. Yeah. If you'd like a reading or a card pulled for you, hit me up here. I'm going to refresh Facebook because I'm not seeing any more messages from what I saw earlier here. Bespeak's always such a pain in the ass to deal with. Well, it's just going to go as slow as it possibly can. Lovely. We're almost here down to the end of the show, but we still have a few minutes left here. So there's plenty of time if somebody would like your reading or if you have a question, suggestion, anything. Okay, let's see. Ah, there we go. Refresh the page. And now here's a couple of them here. Okay, Renee says, a show on ley lines would be good too. Yes, I think I will carry that topic over here to this after Tuesday when we do this on Denise's show. Definitely. Because these ley lines are really important. They do affect your health. There are negative ones and positive ones. They're easy to detect. If you don't have the L rods, you can make them with some wire coat hangers. It's that simple. And they will, you can walk your yard and find out where they are and look around. Nature will also give you some clues. We'll be going over all that on Tuesday. But where you see trees that are twisted funny as they grow, or if they have like these like bulbous growths, you know, that are kind of just deformities on the tree trunk, then you've got a ley line there. And what happens when you're like at your bed or something across two ley lines, wherever that intersection is, it's not healthy for you. You want to make sure that you have your bed away from those, just so that they're not running and crossing each other underneath there. The same thing with underground streams. You don't want that underneath your bed either. It does. It causes all kinds of health problems. And they've done plenty of research and science on this, and it is real. Why don't you hear about it? Because if it all boils down to money. You know, I don't know how many of the doctors are aware of the ley lines. Probably most of them dismiss all of that as woo-woo, but even if they are aware of it, if you go to a doctor and you've got, say, for example, you got blood clots happening in your legs all the time, he's going to want to just put you straight up on medication when all it may take to clear that up is to move your bed off of the intersection of that ley line. But think of all the years of revenue that Big Pharma is going to miss out on if you just know that information and move your bed rather than spend 10, 20, 30 years buying these useless pills that don't help you. Right? So yeah, they're not, they try to suppress this kind of stuff and keep it in the woo realm rather than in the forefront. And I hope that times are changing. Okay, Denise says, I love penguins. Well, good, then you could go down there for half a year and count them every day. They all look alike. How in the hell would you count them anyway? I mean, really, I've never actually sat and thought about that before, but that really probably not a very easy job. Let's see here. Okay, Jay's posted the link for the Moon Project. Thank you, Jay. Yes, and he's got some discount codes there. Let's see. I'm looking here to see if there's anybody else that has something here. Not sure what that is about. Okay. What is, feel the way Mark does about this. I don't know what the hell that is about. Okay. Anyway, I'm scrolling down here. Okay. Cindy says her landlord worked 28 years in Antarctica. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I can't imagine being there. No. So hopefully, well, does she have any cool stories? Call me. There's still time in the show here. Call and tell us a story that she might have told you. Pamela says, I forgot to say hello. Sharp as a marble tonight. Oh, Pam, you're fine. Thank you for sending in those stories. They're great. I laughed all the way through the application for Antarctica. Okay, let's see. Okay, here's some comments. Pamela says, ever think of doing a show on voodoo or hoodoo? I know those topics need to be treated cautiously. You're absolutely right. But I've always wondered from quite a safe distance about them. Yeah, I can touch on that. I can do a show on that. And it is something touchy. For the longest time, I was really kind of cautious with a lot of fear. Now I don't have any fear around it now, but a healthy respect for it. It is real. It is absolutely real. And it does have some kick to it. The thing that really bothers me about it is the sacrificing of the animals. Still, they practice that a lot. And they're dealing with a lot of like earthbound spirits, which are really not the most positive thing to do. But there are some that claim to be, white priestesses of the voodoo. You see a lot of this type of stuff around New Orleans and down south and all. And I mean, it is absolutely very real. It's not imaginary. And some of their, how do I want to say this? It's really questionable. I'd almost like to find somebody who's into it and bring him on the show. Let me see if I can do that, because they would know better than I. I'll see if I can find somebody. But yeah, I'll put that down on the list. Thank you for the suggestion. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I got ley lines and voodoo here. Let's see here. oh gosh, you guys are so funny. The shadow doesn't like the music. Okay. Okay. Let's see. It is making people less personable to relying on AI chatbots, slowly morphing into less emotional. Absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. Yeah. But that personal connection, that personal touch is really missed. I know. I think the cable company is the only one I know of lately that I can easily get a human being in customer service. I think they're the last bastion of real life human customer service people. Yeah, it is a dying art. And that's a shame, because it's just a real shame. I know that working in customer service, it's kind of you just never know when the phone rings, and you take 50, 75 calls a day. How many of them are going to be civil to you, or how many people are going to be cussing you out? That can be kind of a drag. I would like to see more human interaction. Oh, the other thing, my biggest beef with this whole thing with customer service is, okay, if you're going to have a company that is servicing Americans, you need to have somebody on that phone line that can speak understandable English. I can't tell you how many times I've wrestled with AI, and I'm thinking, finally, I'm going to get a human being on the phone, and then not be able to understand them because they have a very thick accent of this or that or whatever, then I'm even more frustrated. you need to, that's another thing that some of these companies farm out their customer service to call centers and so forth around the globe. And we're just not used to some of those accents, and they're difficult to understand. But AI is here to stay, though. I know I am going to be doing a show on AI when Nathan from the Quantum Show can join me. We had a discussion a couple weeks back about that. He's all for AI. I'm wanting to put the brakes on it, so this should be an interesting debate. But AI is only as good as its programmers. But there's that possibility of it being sentient. And there's an argument as to whether or not it is already sentient. Now, I have read that it is. And there's a robotic individual that has the same rights as you and I would that lives in Dubai. I think her name is Sophie or something like that. And that just, You know, the future is here. The Jetsons, it won't be long till we have flying cars. Won't that be a mess? Can you imagine the first year of having flying cars out for the public? Insurance companies are going to lose their minds. That will be interesting for sure. Okay, what else is in the chat room here? All right. I think I'm down to the end here. Okay. I think I've got, I'll refresh one more time, make sure I didn't miss anything. You guys don't want any readings or anything tonight? Okay. We've got about 5 more minutes left in the show here. Not even 5 minutes. Okay. Well, hell, I'll just close it out then. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for everyone there in the chat room being with me. And thank you, Denise, for being brave enough to call in. Bless your heart. You guys just, well, I guess I having a call-in show once a month or ever so often is just going to be kind of futile. You guys just not saying anything. Ah, you're killing me here. But you're made of stardust. Don't ever forget that. You're connected to everything in the universe. All those energies. Think of all those exploding stars. They are now calcium in your bones and in your teeth. They're the iron in your blood. You're absolutely made of stardust. And isn't that a really cool thought? So when you look up in that night sky, know that you are connected to everything. And it's all good. This planet is in turmoil. No doubt about it. So shine your light. We need more light. Don't be afraid to shine your light. That's why you came to this zoo, was to shine your light and tip the scales to the good side, right? So don't be afraid to do so. All right. I will see you next week. I will have R. Keith Andrews here as my guest, and we're going to talk all about elementals and fairies and elves and get you ready for St. Patrick's Day. All right. So you all take care. You've been listening to Raven's Rabbit Hole on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to a changing world. Thanks, everybody. Good night. Love you. Oh, stay tuned for Alan and Jay coming up next. I'm not used to having somebody on the show after mine. I did forget him last week. So this week, I don't want to forget him. Yes, stay tuned for Jay and Alan.